for sheer richness of detail and texture of the story, for seeing the picture of what it was like as Jesus walked among the people, it's hard to beat the story of the healing of blind Bartimaeus. The story is filled with detail. Who he was, son of Timaeus, what he was, a blind beggar, where he was, sitting by the roadside, the fact that he heard that Jesus was coming and began to shout out, saying, "Jesus, son of David, have mercy on me." The fact that those around him ordered him to be quiet, which made him cry out even more loudly. And then Jesus standing still in the road and saying, "Call him here." And then to the blind man, the crowd saying, "Take heart, get up, he's calling you." And then such a rich detail that he springs up, and as he does so, he throws off his cloak and goes to Jesus. And then Jesus, as he so often did, said, "What do you want me to do for you?" And the blind man said, "My teacher, let me see again." And Jesus said to him, "Go, your faith has made you well." And immediately Bartimaeus regained his sight and followed him on the way. In a sense, it's remarkable that the Bible remembers his name. Many of the people healed in the Gospels fade away into anonymity. Perhaps the name of Bartimaeus is remembered precisely because, as the story tells us at its end, he followed Jesus on the way, and perhaps he kept following. It makes sense to think that Bartimaeus became an active disciple in the early Christian community and was known personally to Mark, that the details of the story of his healing and how it was that he came to follow Jesus were repeated over and over again in early Christian gatherings. We can contemplate the impact someone like Bartimaeus may have had, a sort of living display of the power of Jesus. Humbled and awed as he must have been by the gift of sight, he surely told others what he was privileged to see. This man Jesus, whom he followed to Jerusalem, the man who forgave sins and who was raised from the dead and who appeared to many, not so that their physical life might be improved by some percentage, but so that their entire selves might be caught up in the movement of the kingdom of God, both on this earth and into eternity.